The internet is absolutely abuzz with pictures of Paul David Tripp. Am I allowed to show this on the internet? Is this going to get me demonetized? Well, I don't make any money on YouTube. This picture is being shared everywhere. People are criticizing it because of how absolutely flagrantly, flamboyantly egregious this is. Here we go. Ready? There it was. Am I still here? Guess so. Well, that wasn't that big of a deal. So what? What are people upset about? That he was wearing a scarf? Okay, so for the podcast listeners, let me explain what's going on in this picture. So this, it appears to be some kind of profile picture that Paul David Tripp took, or that somebody took of Paul David Tripp. He's wearing tinted sunglasses. He's wearing a cardigan over what appears to be a button-up kind of plaid shirt. He's wearing some brown khakis and some nice looking shoes. He's got a watch on, and he has a scarf. He's wearing a scarf. It's not a rainbow scarf. It's not a pink scarf. It's not a particularly feminine looking scarf. He's also holding a pink bag, which that's a little strange, but you know, that's kind of the fault of the shop that he was shopping at. Maybe it's a bag for his wife, but people are criticizing this image and calling Paul David Tripp gay and effeminate and whatever. Now, I am not a Paul David Tripp fan. I really, really don't like Paul David Tripp. But the fact that this image is criticized the way that it is, to me, it reveals a massive problem with the ideas of a lot of the people that are on my side of the fence. And it's depressing. It's awful that this is what people are talking about today. It's horrible. So I wanted to give my 2 cents about why we shouldn't be criticizing a guy that there are very legitimate criticisms for otherwise, for wearing a scarf that's a totally appropriate fashion choice. First, I want to tell you my personal experience with Paul David Tripp. I didn't really know who Paul David Tripp was. Rewind, it was like 2019 or 2020, kind of at the height, the climax of the social justice, critical race theory debate kind of going on in the evangelical sphere. Eric Mason had just released Woke Church, a book that he wrote, and Paul David Tripp, who attends Eric Mason's church, and probably still does, he attended at the time at least, released a really dumb video basically about how evil white people are. And it was super dumb. Paul David Tripp was kind of one of those guys that if you were around in churches, you probably saw his books. You would definitely see his books on the shelf at Lifeway. A lot of churches did Bible studies. The church that I think my wife and I were attending at the time, or had attended just previously, was doing a Bible study on Paul David Tripp. And you know, I found all this stuff out about Paul David Tripp, and I was really disappointed. I did not like the guy. I was like, we need to totally cut ourselves off from any kind of teachers being proponents of social justice or critical race theory or anything like that. And Paul David Tripp was one of them. And like I said, he attended the church of Eric Mason, who is basically the poster boy of critical race theory and social justice and anti-white actual racism, that kind of stuff. It was awful. And so Paul David Tripp unequivocally is someone that I, to this day, think nobody should take seriously. But not for his fashion choices, but for his theology. In fact, another thing about Paul David Tripp, we invited some people from that church I just mentioned over to our house for dinner, and you know, we thought they could be good friends of ours. They liked board games. We had talked about hanging out a bunch of times in the future. And the conversation went to Paul David Tripp and about how the church is doing a Bible study on Paul David Tripp, one of his books. And they kind of liked Paul David Tripp, and we were explaining the reasons as to why Paul David Tripp was kind of a bad guy. I thought very gently and winsomely. And they never talked to us again. So my wife and I lost potential friends over Paul David Tripp. But this thing that's happening is ridiculous. I'm sure you've seen videos of, like, I don't know, stuttering politicians. Now, what's the guy named Huberman, who has like an actual mental disorder and has no right to be in office? Like, that's a different story. But sometimes people will share videos of an otherwise well-spoken politician, and the politician will, you know, mess up a single word, or they'll say something wrong. And just because they're like a Democrat, you know, Republicans will use this video, and it goes the other way around too. This happened all the time with Trump, where people just shared, like, this politician stuttered. Oh, what an idiot. What a moron. What a fool he is. He stuttered. But there are, like, real reasons to criticize these people. So we're criticizing this Democrat not for his horrible policies or the fact that he supports abortion or whatever, but we're criticizing him because he did something that all of us do, stutter. What I think when I see content like that, and this includes what's going on here with Paul David Tripp, what I think is that the people criticizing these politicians, they're just digging for things to criticize them for. They don't have real arguments. They don't have real arguments against these people. Maybe this Democrat politician is actually a good guy. You know, I mean, that is what logically a person concludes. If you attack somebody for an entirely superfluous reason, the logical person in their mind jumps to, well, that's not a good reason to attack somebody. Maybe they're a good guy. So by doing that, in my opinion, what we're actually doing whenever we criticize people for, you know, totally superfluous reasons, we're actually helping them. We're helping the bad guys when we do that. When we criticize people for actual reasons, for substantial reasons, for like moral reasons, then, you know, that matters. I think we can criticize, say, like drag queens for their appearance, because their appearance is actually a moral choice. Wearing a scarf is not a moral choice. It's not a rainbow scarf. It's not a pink scarf. It's just a scarf. If a guy, you know, paints his fingernails and wears lipstick and high heels, that's a problem. But if a guy wears a scarf, that's not a big deal. In fact, you know, I wear scarves. They keep my neck warm. In fact, my wife is knitting for me a scarf, and I'm going to be wearing it. And it's not going to make me effeminate. It's not going to make me gay. What it's going to make me is warm, because it's wintertime. There's like a foot of snow outside, and I like to wear scarves. You know what? And also, I think they look good. I think Paul David Tripp, you know, he looks like a normal guy. He looks like, you know, he looks like he's in his 40s and he's trying to be hip, you know, 40s or 50s or whatever. But like, that's not a problem. There are actual problems with Paul David Tripp. Eric Kahn, a guy who I, you know, used to like a lot, and I still really want to respect him. But Eric Kahn has recently been finding Twitter fame, saying things like adoption is bad, impotent men have no right whatsoever to get married, and that women aren't allowed to share their opinions on the internet about him. He has said these things. Now, I am totally cool. As you know, if you've been listening to my podcast for any amount of time, you know, I am totally cool with saying things that are offensive and with making people upset. But we should be making the people who are against us upset. What Eric Kahn is doing, and he, by the way, is one of the people who popularized this criticizing Paul David Tripp thing, unfortunately. What Eric Kahn is doing is it seems to be that he is seeking Twitter fame by being as absolutely offensive as possible, because guess what? It works. Whenever you say something so stupid that it drums up such fiery vitriol against you, what it actually does is it gets you more followers. And I mean, honestly, I think that's what he's doing, because the stuff he's saying is like so absolutely ridiculous. Sometimes, not all the time, like he says a lot of good stuff still. And like I said, I want to like the guy, although he's making it really, really hard recently. Yeah, it just seems like he's drumming up vitriol, not only from the people who are his enemies, but the people who are his supporters and want to be his supporters. And what I've seen is this kind of wave against Eric Kahn, because he's acting kind of silly recently. And that's exactly what this Paul David Tripp thing is. To me, it's silly. And it's not only silly, but it makes him look bad. It makes us look bad. It makes people who are on my side of the fence and who don't like Paul David Tripp look bad, because it comes across like we don't have any good arguments about Paul David Tripp. Like, we have to resort to criticizing a scarf. instead of his theology. Doesn't matter that he supports social justice. Doesn't matter that he attends Eric Mason's church. Doesn't matter that he hates white people, even though he's white. What matters is that he wears a scarf and that's gay. In fact, the idea of criticizing a guy so that you can get a Twitter following, so that you can bump chests with other men over criticizing a different guy for his fashion choices, that's super gay. Why would we do that? Why would we stoop so low when we have the truth of the Word of God on our side? Why would we stoop so low as to saying that men are not allowed to wear a scarf to keep their neck warm in the winter when what we have access to is Christian liberty? God has made everything clean, and that includes scarves. There is nothing inherently feminine about scarves. There is nothing inherently immoral about scarves. And if we try to make this a theological issue, which is what a lot of people are doing, like Paul David Tripp is gay, Paul David Tripp is a homosexual, homosexuality is a sin, Paul David Tripp is sinning because he's doing something effeminate. It's stupid. It's moronic. We are fools if that's the kind of stuff that we care about. We need to care about the real issues. We need to care about real theological problems. And if we're spending time criticizing people for their, you know, let's just say, I mean, Paul David Tripp looks kind of weird sometimes, okay? Yeah, he looks kind of weird sometimes. But it's like, that's not immoral. It might be weird, but it's not homosexual. It's not gay. You know, there are, I don't know, it makes us look bad. And it's really depressing for me to get on the internet and see people criticizing people over this stuff instead of real issues, instead of spending time, actually fighting the real problems that are going on in the world. So I hope you can focus on the real problems and not these stupid, insignificant issues. And I'm going to wear my scarf.